something is going on, I think. Legislation is changing. I see there is this big movement, you know, to try and bring about some change with policing and police brutality. And I mean, you know, locally, hopefully we're going to be able to do things. I don't know how far we're going to be able to get. You know, I was a part of, you know, the 60s movement and you know, I was a member of the Black Panther Party and I worked with their breakfast program in East Lansing, Michigan, when I was at Michigan State University. And a lot of my rights, my legal rights, I learned from the newsletter that the Black Panthers put out. And I would print pamphlets for rallies at a bank that I worked at on my break. You know, I would print like 300, 400 copies. I'd stand by the photocopy machine and act like I was just having coffee printing. And I had a little purse that I would take to work that was non-conspicuous, and I would put reams of paper and go out afterwards and distribute them. You know, so I've been involved in, I've protested in when I was young. So I'm very happy to see this movement, and it does feel different than before, because it involves people of all races, all colors, all, you know, and it has created a kind of consciousness about what has been going on to Black people since forever. I'm a realist. I'm realistic in this, and so I know that this is a long process, and I know there's going to be a lot of fight back by the powers that be. I mean, there's just so much that we're able to look at because of this pandemic, and because of the fact that we can't all go back to work, and so, you know, we are focusing on things that I think we might have ignored. You know, I was part of us as a Black people trying to move, you know, the justice system and getting people to pay attention to us and to treat us like human beings. I don't know. This is just something that all my life I've dealt with racial inequality. Every day when I go out on the defensive. Every day when I go out with my invisible boxing gloves on. Because I never know if there's going to be an individual that's going to make a comment, or if there's going to be an action that is obvious for me is racist. Every day, you know. So yeah, today I'm a little tired. Today I'm a little weary. I'm a little road weary. And I've talked with some young people here in New Orleans, and they're like, you know, mama, you're not going to march. I'm like, baby, I marched. It's your turn to march. I'm still doing my part. I'm still trying to be an ambassador for my people in all kinds of situations.